It's Andy, welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. On this podcast, we're going to hear from Anita Nevin on her new role. But first, a personal thank you to Kyra Jones, who's just announced her retirement. Cheers, Kyra. It's been great watching you over the years.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
England Netball's Jess Thirlby has been reflecting back on Birmingham 2022 on the England Netball YouTube. Jess started by telling Lindsay Chapman how the team was going into the games.
I think to have built some momentum was really important, because with any team, to instill a genuine belief, and I mean genuine belief, that you can compete with the best in the world, you do have to start incrementally finding the wins along the way and between major tournaments. So I think the fact that we were able to get, as you say, historic wins against the world champions in New Zealand on their home soil, to beat Jamaica for the first time at home in 10 years, to give Australia a good run for their money in quad and make the first ever quad final, those were all important steps on the journey. So it built a confidence, and it also built an optimism. And I think arriving at the starting line for the Commonwealth Games in that position is the best we could have hoped and wished for. And we had planned, prepared and worked hard for that too. So I was super pleased that as a group we were able to put ourselves in a position where we'd given ourselves some evidence that we are there or thereabouts, and we're certainly going to compete with the best in the world.
And she also explained to Lindsay how she felt at the end of the tournament.
I could not be prouder of not just the players but the staff. I think as a collective, we've got enough humility in the group to know that we can be better, but we've also given our all just over the last few years, the prep coming into the village, how we've gone about our business, in particular the players. I think I'm really hopeful that they've had a huge impact on inspiring a next generation to want to engage with us and the sport more widely. And I think the camaraderie between the group, but also how professional everybody is, we have given it our all. And whilst the overall result is disappointing, I can't feel anything but pride when I look and hear and see the interactions of both internally but also externally with our wider public and fan base. And I'm super proud of how much we've put into giving ourselves the best possible chance. And this time it's not ours, sadly, but that should never really, for me, it should never fog over the beauty of the people that you work with and the intent behind them. So yeah, I've got a lot of love for the team and the staff.
Well, the full 18-minute interview is online at the England Netball YouTube, and also now available is the final courtside for the moment. It's got a chat with Ebony Asuru Brown, where she explains about life with roses, moving to Australia and motherhood. Lindsay also visits a walking netball session and has more reflections on Birmingham 2022. Don't know about you, but I'm loving how teams are finally announcing squads for next season. Plenty of surprises already, haven't they? Proskovia back at Storm, which was great to see. Thunder's pathway always shining through on some of their announcements. Big changes at Rhinos already. Both Jade and Ziggy are among the 10 players already with new clubs for new season. This is good to see. If you've got Sky and the My Sky app, one not to miss. They're giving you the chance to win an England Netball Masterclass for your team. Going to be on the 15th of October, where you can spend the day with Kyra Rothwell, Paige Reid and Taylor McEverett. Sky is obviously the home of netball here in the UK. A great competition. You can find out more information on that on the My Sky app. And also really good to see Anna Carter's Elite Netball Academy are offering coaching resources. Every month you can spend £40 and you receive expert training videos and coaching resources as well. That's going to be running from September 2022 to July 2023. More information on that, look for Elite Netball Academy online. And finally, on a little bit of news that we're doing today, congratulations to James from Northwest Spartans on those GCSE results. Best of luck at college, James. And a small matter of the Emna Nationals this weekend first.
Hi, I'm Jeeva Mentor, and you're listening to the Netball Show.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Anita Nevin's been announced as the new chair of the Europe Netball Coaching Group. And I've been speaking to her to find out more about it.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. Really looking forward to the position. It's great to be able to join other colleagues that obviously volunteer for Europe Netball and just get involved and work in and around the coach development programmes that Europe Netball are really passionate about and want to grow. So very much looking forward to what lies ahead.
It would have been something that you've already done globally, so supporting those coaches around the world already?
Yeah, I've been on the World Netball Coaching Advisory Panel in previous years, so I think for over a decade. I've worked predominantly in Africa with Liz Broomhead originally, sort of taking a lead to develop there, and also out in Argentina in the Americas. So I've seen quite a lot of developing nations come through, some really good projects, and certainly with the Netball Legacy Project from Liverpool 2019 with England Netball UK Sport. So I'm really ready to try and put some of the learnings from all of those different programmes into Europe Netball and just try and grow coaching. And I'm really passionate about developing coaches, the next generation of coaches, as well as supporting coaches already in some of those positions who just want a little bit more support.
And definitely about giving back. It's one of those key things that I assume is important to you.
Absolutely. I think netball has given me so much. And I know when I talked about applying for the position, I simply said what netball has done for me. So netball was always my game that I played. I then started coaching. My career was in education. However, the two went really nicely together. And I've just been given so many opportunities to lead, to grow as a leader, as much as grow in terms of my netball knowledge. And yeah, I'm really grateful to netball that it gave me so much in terms of backing for the career that I was in. The support, the learning that I got from various colleagues in netball really helped me in the day job. So the time's right. And I said that to Catherine Lewis, the time feels right now that I'm not working full time. I absolutely have a passion like you do for netball and want to give back. And yeah, I've taken an awful lot in a real positive way, been supported by so many wonderful people in netball. And yeah, the time's right and I'm ready to go and work with Europe Netball just to move everything forwards and continue the great work that they've been doing.
Sounds really exciting, and it'll be about offering support and advice to those member nations.
Yes, the member nations. So I guess you've got the nations that are not as robust in terms of their coaching structures, who keep seeking support from Europe Netball in a really nice way. They're just desperate to learn. They want to learn. They want to work with coaches across the different nations. And I think Europe Netball can also contribute back to the home nations. And certainly we'd be hoping that we can put on different programs of activity for coaches, whatever ranking they have in terms of Europe Netball and World Netball in a way. So I think the future is really bright for Europe Netball. The restructure in terms of the board and then the working groups that sit underneath, the expertise in those working groups is immense, really. So I'm joining great colleagues already working so hard and running the ground with so many different projects. So I'm just looking forward to looking at what's going on and what we can do more of and definitely grow the game and contribute right across the board. You know, men's netball's flourishing in Europe, netball as well. So it's just a great time to be involved. And you know, the growth of the game across all different contexts is just really asking for, you know, different programs for coaches. And I believe Europe Netball can put on a range of different courses to suit. And I'm just so looking forward to getting going at a time that, you know, netball is growing beyond belief. So yeah, time is definitely right for me, and equally joining some great individuals on Europe Netball is what I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah. And definitely off the back of the Com Games as well.
Yes, obviously being based in England, supporting England, a bit disappointed. However, what a showcase for netball the Commonwealth Games was. And I think just seeing the growth of the African nations. And if we go back to, around 2009, 2010, when I first got involved with Africa netball, limited ranking countries then in terms of top 12, look at them now. And it just shows the power of kind of programs that you can put in supporting different nations. And I'm sure, you know, Europe Netball would be looking to do that. If you look at UAE that have joined Europe Netball and look how well they're doing in terms of growth of the game as well. So Commonwealth Games are a real spectacle. Equally, being able to see different nations come through, and I guess that's the passion for Europe Netball. So fingers crossed we can do more for the World Cups to come, the Youth World Cups, as well as the Commonwealth Games.
If we briefly head back and put the Super League hat on, right bang in the middle of the signing window at the minute, what's that like from a coach's point of view?
It's interesting, and obviously I've reconnected, as you know, with Seven Stars, and it's quite a lengthy process given your organisation and given contract kind of issuing. And I think there are, you know, certainly where Super Leagues are connected to universities, it can be a slightly longer process in terms of going through paperwork. So I sympathise with the clubs who want to announce. I sympathise with the spectators who will equally want to know who their team is and their squad is, but it's just protocol and it's just regulation, and sometimes that just delays announcing a little bit more. So yeah, I really feel the frustrations of those individuals on Twitter, and I'm thinking, gosh, you know, it's just the paperwork and the process, but it won't be long, I'm sure, before they're all announced.
It adds to it though, doesn't it? Because I mean, that first season you had Fumza and Marika, and when you signed people as strong as that, and obviously what they went on to do for the Stars.
Yeah, definitely. And when we look back at Stars, Marika, Pumza, Jodie Ann Ward, yeah, you look at what they've been able to do, and it was phenomenal just watching Jodie Ann play for Jamaica at the Commonwealth Games, and just seeing her growth both on and off the court as a person, as a leader, as much as a superb netball athlete. So I'm really proud that Stars were able to support those individuals, and each and every one of those, even though squads change year on year, they still left a legacy. They still left something behind that, you know, new squad members in will hold on to. And I think that's the real benefit of, you know, players like that that can do so much to lead off the court. And I've stood in contact with Pumza, Marika, and that's just a wonderful thing about netball, that you just reconnect. And it's great to see them still, you know, Pumza still performing, Marika, you know, getting involved in terms of supporting the next generation of netballers as well. So great to see. And they're the memories that are so important in netball, and it just keeps you involved. I can't imagine life without netball, to be perfectly honest.
The new chair of Europe Netball Coaching Group then, have you already started?
I've been sent an awful lot of paperwork just to read through. I had a really nice conversation. Yeah, nice conversation with Catherine Lewis, and it's really nice just to see their ambitions. And you know, these individuals give so much time back to netball, and just strive and try and locate funding opportunities, really try and support all the member nations in Europe Netball. And I think for me, it's just about getting to grips with, you know, the panel and what's actually going on at the moment, and reading the constitutions, looking at the next strategy and the new strategy that's in place for Europe Netball, which I've started to do. And yeah, I'm going up to the World Qualifiers in October in Glasgow. So I'm arranging to meet all of the member nations that are up there, speaking with their coaching lead or equivalent individual that can obviously just give me a little bit of an insight into what they're doing in terms of their own country's work, and see where I can piece together some support for them. And hopefully everybody can, you know, be given some opportunity that just moves their netball forwards in terms of what they're trying to achieve in country. I can't wait to meet people. I've done quite a bit of reading. So yeah, face to face and getting to meet everybody is going to be wonderful. Some Zoom, but when you get to see people face to face alongside the World Cup qualifiers, I think will be great in Glasgow. So I'm really looking forward to that.
It's always great to get Anita's insight. Oh, and I'm really looking forward to next week. If you've ever suffered from the awful ACL injury, then we'll be looking into a new book that's been written by ex-Stars and South Africa international Marika Holthausen. Really looking forward to that. Right, thank you as always for your support. You can send us a DM on Twitter, we're at The Netball Show, or something a bit longer, news and information from your club, info@thenetballshow.co.uk.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.